We're live at Duncan Park, of course, in advance of the home opener for the Hartford Yard Goats, celebrating their 10th anniversary against the Somerset Patriots tonight. First pitch, 7:10. You can do a great little double dip, come watch the baseball game, and then make it home in time for the 9:30 start to the UConn women playing top seed UCLA in the second game in the women's Final Four. The 7 o'clock game is Texas against South Carolina. Joining us now, Dom Mamore from the Hartford Current. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. What's happening?
Nothing. A nice piece, this guy, Ralph Loomis, in the Current. I encourage people to look. He gave you a really nice, comprehensive shout-out. I'm sure you saw that, right?
Yeah, very kind of Mr. Loomis. It's very nice to see that there are people who read the paper and you know, comment on what actually is in it and not what someone else tells them is in it. You know, it's nice that someone can see what you're trying to do. You know, maybe positive response, maybe negative, but obviously someone who reads the paper. So that's how I wish, hopefully, we have more like that.
Yeah, it's just really nice tribute to you, Dom. You deserve it. Dom Mamore, of course, from the Hartford Current. You go to current.com, you can read everything. So what do you think about tonight?
Well, I think UConn is playing the best of anybody right now. You know, the teams that did beat UConn are all eliminated. You know, they're firing on all cylinders, as they say. And, you know, they have a lot of great players who are playing pretty close to their best right now. So I feel like they have a great chance to do it, the best chance they've had since they last did it. So you know, the other teams obviously are very good. UCLA is very good. UCLA has a very formidable weapon and 6'7" Lauren Betts. They can go to her, get a basket almost whenever they want. But UConn's got, you know, three great players and a great supporting cast around them. And I think that, as I said, I don't know that they're going to win, but I think it's the best chance they've had to win, you know, during this little, for by their standards, dry spell of 9 years.
Yeah, it's been since 2016 that they won the whole thing. I think that, you know, we've talked on this show that the way to beat UConn is to be physical. I mean, outside of that, the one young woman who's 6'7", can they be physical across the starting five, or is it just that one big figure looming in the middle?
Well, I know when they beat UConn in the November tournament year before last, or last year, she was huge, but they also hit a lot of three-pointers in that game. I think Kiki Rice had a big, big day from three-pointers, three-point range. And UConn is playing great defense against, not only against the three-pointer, but they're playing real ball-hawking defense, which they're able to do now because they're healthy and they have a lot of players to go to. They don't have to necessarily worry about foul trouble like they did, you know, last year. So I think that UConn is capable of taking the physicality to the other team and not just having to react to it. So I don't think that's as big a factor maybe as it's been in the past.
Interesting. Dom Mamore, the Hartford Current, joining us here on Brian & Company. You can read his stuff at current.com. Gino has made a big point about this super regional stuff and the travel. And what do you get sent? I mean, to go all the way to the Pacific Northwest and come home and then go to Florida and to be all over the place. Do you get a sense of any waning energy? It must be a little bit road weary.
Well, this was a particularly tough ask for them, you know, to have to play not only to travel across the country, but with the quickest turnaround. You know, they had to play Monday night late, and now they have to play Friday night, traveling 3,000 or almost 3,000 miles, you know, along the way. So it really is an advantage for UCLA. They played on Sunday, so they have the extra day, but they also had to travel, and they had to travel away from their hometown time zone into another. He's right. I mean, he's 100% right. It's not equitable, and they need to change it. The only thing I would question, though, is You know, you'd rather, it might be more beneficial for him to bring that kind of thing up behind the scenes and not say it publicly now, because, you know, maybe you're planting a little seed, a negative seed, you know, with your team when you make such a big deal out of it now. Yeah. So I think he's right, but, you know, he might have been better served by not, you know, not bringing it up at this point.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not his nature either.
No, he doesn't care. he just doesn't care. Although I think it was Kim Mulkey or the LSU coach who totally backed him up on it, and she probably doesn't back up Geno on a whole lot.
Yeah, so. Everyone's backing him up on it because if they could be in that situation too.
Yeah. No, it certainly seems a touch unfair for sure, especially relative to the men's game. Dom Amore of the Hartford Courant joining us. You know, you've gone back and forth between, you know, men's and women's basketball. You did UConn hockey. I mean, I'm not asking you to pick which kid you like, but I kind of do. Like, which sport? I mean, that run for hockey must have been really fun.
Well, you know, the run in hockey was really fun because I like to cover things that are new, things that haven't happened before. You know, it reminded me a lot of, you know, the first UConn baseball runs that I covered, 2010, 2011,
yeah,
when the things that they've been doing every year now were brand new. So I do like, you know, kind of resurgent programs or programs, you know, the things that are doing it, that are going through it for the first time. I know Pat Riley used to call that the innocent climb, you know, the first time that a team is really challenging. So that, it was a lot of fun for that reason. It was something new, and I really, really enjoyed that. I mean, they were great. They played great, and they got about as close to the Frozen Four, the Final Four in hockey, that as you could get without making it. And that would, I think, been a really, really big deal in Connecticut if they had made the Frozen Four.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, that was that was a lot of fun.
They deserve to win. I feel terrible about that. They deserve the game. Hey, just real quick before we go, because I know you're a baseball fan too. What do you think of the Torpedo bat?
Well, you're going to read on Sunday. I've done a piece on them. You know, I really don't think that there's anything much new about it. Bats evolve, bats change, new designs come in, pitchers have to adjust to it. I think you can very easily adjust to it by the old brush hitter's back and then throw it way outside because the ends of the bat are tapered and the ball's not going to go anywhere if you hit it on the end. So,
right.
You know, batter, you know, it's always about staying away from the barrel of the bat. There's just more barrel to stay away from. So I think these things always level off. You know, the Yankees didn't hit as many home runs once the Brewers left town, and I don't know that they'll hit that many on the road. And the fact is, these bats have been used for a year now. The teams were using them last year. You just didn't notice it because if you're not looking for it, it doesn't look that much different. So I just don't think it's that big a deal. It's just you're basically reacting on one game when the ball was just flying out of Yankee Stadium, no matter whose bats were being used.
So you can read about it in Sunday's paper at current.com as well. Dom Amore, well, have fun tonight. I know it's a long day for you. I hope you can get a midday nap in, but we'll be reading.
You got it, Brian. Thank you very much.
All right. Dom Amore joining us, the great Dom Amore.